You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Presented by Raytheon Technologies, our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at RTX.com. Americans prepare for another surge in cases, vaccine and treatment approval moves forward, and new partnerships curb coronavirus misinformation. Here's what you should know. This week, the virus continued to surge throughout much of the United States and Europe. Last week, several European countries, including Italy and Austria, reported their highest single-day cases. And stateside, it was the first day with more than 70,000 new cases since the summer, as 32 states reported rising rates of infection. And though infections are rising, COVID-19 death rates have plummeted, an indication that doctors are getting better at caring for patients, even in the absence of a definitive cure or treatment. Moderna announced last Friday that it had enrolled all 30,000 participants in its Phase 3 vaccine trial. More than a third are minorities and a quarter are over the age of 65 in an attempt to reflect the diversity of the general population. The company expects to have early data about the efficacy of its vaccine in the next month. The FDA has also moved forward with remdesivir as the first and only fully approved drug for treating COVID-19 in the U.S. The drug was granted emergency use authorization in May and has been approved or authorized for temporary use in around 50 countries. Now it can be used for any hospitalized COVID-19 patient in the U.S. who's at least 12 years old. This news comes approximately a week after a massive international trial found that remdesivir does not prevent deaths among patients with severe cases with COVID-19. In the hopes of curbing the rampant spread of coronavirus misinformation, the WHO announced yesterday that it will grant Wikipedia free use of its published information, graphics, and videos in a first-of-its-kind collaboration. The WHO translates its work into 6 official languages, whereas Wikipedia content is available in around 175. This partnership also means WHO material will be part of the Wikimedia Commons and can be reproduced or retranslated anywhere so long as there's appropriate attribution. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.